just a great night for the club. You know, it's a great night for us all, for all our families, because, you know, no matter what anyone says, going to Wembley is a very, very special day. No, I don't care what anyone says, mate, it is a massively special day for every club and for anyone who's lucky enough to go. I've never been with a team like this. You know, so for me, it's an amazing achievement. Not amazing achievement for me, meaning it's good. I mean, it's an amazing achievement to get there. You know, now we're there, we want to win it. No, it's like the message at this club is about winning. And, you know, it's only our messages since I've come in, because, you know, John probably had similar messages by the time they got, because they were lucky enough to win it. You know, so as a club now, we're going to be going to Wembley twice in 3 years. And I think for a League Two stroke League One club, because obviously we were in League One at the time, that's a fantastic achievement, and great credit must go to a lot of other people as well around the club. So I think we can put that away now. You know, we are all proud, but you can only live on stuff like that for so long. You know, I remember I was a young lad and I used to go training with Liverpool, and I was lucky enough to be involved with people like Ronnie Moran and stuff like that. And I remember we'd go in on a Thursday and they played away in the European Cup on a Wednesday night, and they'd won in somewhere like Romania or Russia, and the whole city of Liverpool would be bouncing, and they'd come in the next day and it was like they hadn't won anything. And he was so tough and hard on you, and you used to think any chance of you was lightening up for a bit, but he wouldn't allow it. And I think you've got to allow people some time to enjoy it, but only so long, you know, because in football you're a week away from a disaster, and we've got 3 games coming up in a week now, and we've got to make sure that we don't have a disaster.
You mentioned there that you've never been before as a manager to Wembley. There's players in your team that are very experienced. Richie Humphreys is one of those who's now going to get a chance to sample Wembley. How pleased are you for people like that?
He best get picked first, hadn't he? You know what I mean? There's a big competition for places at our club. But no, listen, you know, I'm only joking. That's tongue-in-cheek. We're lucky because we've got a great dressing room. You know, all managers will go on record to say it because we all like to say it. Like for the public domain, we want to be able to say we've got great team spirit, we've got this and that. And sometimes you can only speak about your own group. And, you know, as I say, we have very, very few problems with ours. Very few. Very, very few. We have a great work ethic. We stick together and we be strong when we get beat. And we've had bad days. You know, Southend at home, Morecambe away, two that come to mind very, very freshly. You know, Burton at home wasn't great, albeit Burton are a very strong side, you know, as are the other two teams. You know, but we suffer when we lose and we enjoy it when we win, and we feel we've got a good bond at the club. You know, and I think that's important, that goes up to the chief exec and directors as well.
You've got a great chance, haven't you, over the next 2 or 3 months to make this a real season to remember.
We've had that for the last 5 months. That's been my message all along. You know, that when we get to this point now and these interviews and the cameras come, the next games become more important than the last ones, but they're not. The Torquay game last week was the biggest game for the club we've had for a long time because it was our next one. We go to Wickham and, you know, I always try and treat every game the same, and it's important you respect the opposition. If you don't respect the opposition, you'll get beat. It's like a boxer. You know, if you look at Carl Frosch, he didn't respect George Groves in that first round of that fight. He'll respect him next time he fights. You know, and I'm only just giving an example of, sure, you know, that type of thing. You know, and you can get caught and you get put down quickly. You know, we've got to make sure that we respect all the teams going in, and we don't look to Wembley like, oh, we'll get promoted and we'll win at Wembley. Because we mightn't get promoted and we mightn't win at Wembley. So my manager's job now is to make sure that all their messages go home to the players.
As a manager, can you use Wembley over the next month and a bit to say to these players, look, there's a lot of competition in this team. You know, everyone's going to want to play in that game, aren't they?
They know that. You know, they know that now. You know, we made 3 changes from a team that beat... 2 changes, sorry. From a team that beat Torquay 3-1. You know, we brought Mark Richards in and Sam Aird in. And if you look back on the game, the two of them were exceptional on the night. You know, so we're in a lucky position at the club that we don't know our best team. We genuinely don't. We know we've got a very, very strong pool of players that, unfortunately for them, the likelihood is the dice will land on someone playing that day. But the dice will also land before them on others playing. You know, because we've got 9 games in the league, I think it is, before we get to Wembley. And that's a lot of games. There's a lot of league points to be played for, and we must focus on that league. Wembley's great. Wembley will be great for the public at Chesterfield, for our supporters, because the whole fever will build up around the town. That's great. You know, but my job as manager is to make sure that we try our best to be promoted. You know, and the quicker we can try and do that, the better for me and the rest of the staff.
Could it be a good thing, that, though, you know, as the excitement builds towards Wembley, rather than be a distraction, could it help the team?
I think it can take supporters' eyes off the fact that we've got a great day coming, so we don't have to worry about other great days. You know, when you're involved in football, every time you win, it's a great day, because it's hard to win football games. In our league, like Fleetwood, they've got some great players. You know, tomorrow we go to Wickham, they've got some talented young men. They're really good players. You know, and you've got to make sure that you're up for every game. And as a supporter, you know, if you look at Saturday's game against Torquay and the Fleetwood game on Tuesday night, everyone comments about the electric atmosphere Tuesday, but it wasn't so electric on Saturday. Now, just that fans feel that we've just turned up, and I'm not having a pop at the sports, I'm just saying, Torquay's a big game. You know, the JPT area final's a big game, and what we've got to make sure is that we're consistent with that. Every game here on in now is a big game, and I've appealed to the supporters for a long time to make sure we take nothing for granted.
You've talked a lot this year about the way that your players have... They've not looked ahead, have they? They've not thought about games that are coming up. Do you think that they'll just take this in their stride, the fact that, you know, Wembley's on the horizon?
We've got good players. We're lucky that some of the senior players, the likes of Sam Aird, who's played at a higher level, you know, Gary Roberts, Mark Richards, you know, these type of players, you know, the very ex-Richie Humphreys, Ian Evatt, you know, these are lads that can keep their Sammy Moseys and the Ollie Bankses, and they can keep these lads grounded. You know, managers don't just dominate a dressing room, players do as well. And when you get your balances right between management, staff and players, you're in a good place. Our lads don't get ahead of themselves. You know, we showed great manners when we won up at Fleetwood because we weren't there. You know, we tried to conduct ourselves properly with the Fleetwood lads after we got there. I'd like to think we'd have conducted ourselves the exact same way if we wouldn't have got there. Because that's the big test. You know, the big test is when you don't win. You know, it's easy to be a good winner. It's not so easy to be a good loser.
What do you make of this next one against Wickham then? What do you expect from them?
Tough game. Very, very tough game. They'll be pumped up for the game. We must start the game well. We must be at it from early on because they'll hit us. They'll expect us to have a bit of a hangover from Tuesday night, and they'll be wanting to be right in our faces quick and to hurt us quick. We must make sure that we stand up to that. You know, we feel in 90 minutes we hurt most teams, you know, because we've got the players to do that. But we've got to make sure we're in the game, and tomorrow's going to be a big challenge for us because there'll be a lot of people around the country waiting to see how do we respond. You know, we're about to have a team meeting now, and we're about to go training now, and these are all the messages that will be coming out in that.
We're at that stage of the year now, aren't we, where everyone's got something to play for as well. Do you expect that teams are now going to be, look, we've got to win these games now, wherever you are in the table?
Chief Scout sitting over there, Mitch, he was the one who said that after the, you know, not that it'll get easier, but if we're good at what we do, the games will become easier because teams will come on to us because of that point. You know, before Christmas, well, we can have a draw here and we're all right here. Now, as you're in certain areas, the pitch winning becomes more important. So, you know, from what we're gathering, we think we'll see a lot more end-to-end games and maybe more goals or less goals, whatever way it goes up. But certainly you'd like to think on the balance of play that teams coming on to us will suit us a lot.
How will you deal with expectations as well? Because they're only going to raise from here.
They weren't that low when I first come in about 14, 15 months ago. So, listen, like, expectations good. You know, sometimes managers will shy away from it to try and make themselves look good. We're a good football club and we expect to be successful. You know, can we be promoted? Can we win at Wembley? You know, the questions that a lot of other clubs would love to be asking themselves. We're in a league now where possibly there's 10 clubs that can still be promoted. You know, possibly even one or two more with a good run. There's only two teams left at Wembley, which is ourselves and Peterborough. So we're in a good position. You know, we'll just concentrate on keep trying to do the right things in our habits, which are important.
What's the situation with Drew Talbot? Obviously, he had a scan at the start of the week, didn't he?
He's had an injection, you know, and hopefully he's going to be out for a shorter period than initially diagnosed. This could go on to 4 weeks, which would be a big blow. But Drew's one of these lads. He loves playing. You know, he's a good pro. He's a very good lad, conducts himself really well and does the right thing. So we'd like to think it'll be a lot less than 4 weeks, but obviously we're in the medical side's hands, though.
You have got depth, though, haven't you? You have got depth in that area.
Yeah, we've got Tendike playing, haven't we? We might struggle after that because Sam Aird will go there and do a job. You know, but I've never feel Sam's a right back. That's only my personal opinion. Sam would always help us out. You know, but maybe if Drew wasn't to get better quickly, we might look at it. You know, we're lucky that we can always look at situations and, you know, the club will always help us if we feel it was right to do it. Certainly at the minute, we don't feel the need to go into the market at the minute. If we felt we had the need to go in the loan market for someone, then we'd certainly do it.
One of the other stories this week has been about two of your players. There's been a report saying that they were bitten during a game not so long ago. Has this club filed a complaint to the FA?
Again, you know, with the best will in the world, I just distance myself from things like this because these are the things that go on in football. You know, nowadays with the FA and the scrutiny of the game and the different stuff. And, you know, I think the laws or the people who run the game run them very well. And, you know, if someone's bit someone, there's obviously a penalty to play. And, you know, that's out of our hands. Now, obviously, Torquay can deal with it internally if they like. You know, it's not good. It's not good for the game, but we prefer to concentrate on all the good things coming out the club this week rather than not the negative thing, because it's not negative towards us. You know, it's certainly negative towards Torquay.
It's quite a disgusting story, though, isn't it?
It is. It's not something that you, even as a manager, you want to get involved in, because one of the things you would always highlight is that there is two sides to every story. You know, so I'm not going to be drawn into it either way. You know, I'll let the powers that be at Torquay and the FA deal with it.
But have you spoken to Torquay about this at all, whether it was after the game or in the aftermath?
No. no, I haven't spoke to Torquay at all. I haven't spoke to anyone at all about it. I'll just concentrate on my job. And, you know, certainly my job's to manage my players and every other manager's job's to manage theirs. So, you know, unfortunately, sometimes these things happen, you know, and it's part and parcel of the game because it happens. And I think when it happens to you, you've just got to manage it properly, do the right thing by your club, and then everyone can move on.
Luis Ferreira's got a 10-game ban for biting. Is that a fair punishment, do you think, for players who do this type of thing?
I'm a Liverpool supporter, and I thought he should have got one. But everyone else will think he should. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think, you know, nowadays with, you know, cameras and stuff at games, and, you know, in every household, the television now, and the kids go to school every day, the game's got to be played the right way, whether it be diving, simulation, biting, cheating, spitting. It's all not good for the game, but certainly as a manager, I've got my hands full doing my own job, so I certainly won't get tired and get involved in what other people should be doing, right or wrong.
Mm. Talk about Drew. Are you a relatively healthy group apart from that?
Yeah, we're great. To be fair, we're in a good place now. No lads are. We've played a few games lately, and there's never fatigue and tiredness when you're winning. You know, and our lads are good to go again, and we'll keep going and going again, and if something went wrong, we won't make excuses about games, that's for sure.